Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. My guest, Jeff Daniels, is best known for his on-screen performances in Dumb and Dumber, The Squid and the Whale, Purple Rose of Cairo, and a host of other films. What you may not know is that Daniels is a pretty accomplished singer-songwriter and guitar player. He's made music for a long time, but up until recently it's been a private affair. Daniels only began performing his tunes and making CDs as a way to raise funds for his Michigan-based Purple Rose of Cairo Theater. Daniels has three CDs out. His latest, a collaboration with his longtime friend Jonathan Hogan, is called Together Again.
Jeff, first of all, good to see you. And second of all, you know you're entering an arena that is fraught with, mischaracterization. And
hacks. There have been many actors, singers, songwriters who have blazed the trail before me. You're absolutely right. And not necessarily often and not such a great way.
Yes. Have you ever had conversations with your fellow actor, singer, songwriters?
A few times. I've talked with traded emails with Ronnie Cox, who was in Deliverance, among many other things. And Ronnie just absolutely loves this whole kind of getting out and storytelling thing, and with a guitar. And Robert Downey Jr. talked to Robert a little bit, and. So I'm aware of it, but it's just something I've done. I've played on my back porch for 30 years with no intention of bringing it out.
And what are the songs you write, those original songs, what were they diaries or what were they like?
It was basically a musical diary. I mean, as I look back now, I mean, I moved to New York in 1976 to be an actor, and I bought a guitar and took it with me. And I didn't know it then, but I was very, very interested in the writing side of these things I do. And whether it's on a film set or a stage or songwriting, I was just interested in the writing process. And over the years, I've started a theater company, the Purple Rose Theater Company in Michigan, and have become a playwright. I was interested in Lanford Wilson. Lanford was one of the great American playwrights and a Pulitzer Prize winner, whom I worked with several times in New York at the Circle Rep off Broadway. And I was just fascinated by why he rewrote that scene. Later on the set of Purple Rose of Cairo with Woody Allen, Woody would rewrite on the set. Jim Brooks on Terms of Endearment, on and on and on. And so it just, when I turned myself into a playwright and as I kept working on songs, I really was really fascinated by the guys who really treated the song as something, really cared about the words and cared about the lyrics and versus just see if I can write a hit. And so that's just what I've done. And if the fact that people are remotely interested in listening to it, you know, is stunning to me.
Well, one of the songs on here I thought might be appropriate for you to do because we have an affiliate in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I believe this story happened after a gig in Harrisburg.
I was playing Harrisburg, Pennsylvania about a year and a half ago. And and we went out to a hotel bar afterwards, you know, on our way to the next show. And there was a guy trying to pick up a girl down at the other end of the bar. And as a playwright, songwriter, you are constantly, your radar is out. And I overheard many phrases, and certainly this was the theme of what he was doing. It's called Start at the End. The best damn pickup line I ever heard was by some guy in a bar south of Harrisburg. Seen himself a woman, she was drinking all alone. I watched him blaze a trail into her great unknown. Saddled up smooth like a man on the make. That empty seat beside her was his to take. He said, darling, I know just what you think you're thinking. Bartender, I'll have what she thinks she's drinking.
That's our guest today on the cafe, Jeff Daniels. Yes, that Jeff Daniels. And that is a song called Start at the End, which took place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And, of course, if it is the best damn pickup line, there's only one thing that defines a great pickup line. Did it work?
They were very happy when I left. Yeah, they were. He was definitely. There was some forward progress that had been made.
Excellent, excellent. But you didn't stick around to the.
No, I thought that the song was over at this point. I'd gotten what I needed. Yeah.
Let's sort of go to the beginning of where this comes from and talk a little bit about the Purple Rose Theater. When did you start? And what were you? It's in your hometown, Chelsea.
Chelsea, Michigan, which is near Ann Arbor, and Kathleen and I moved back there in 1986. We had both grown up there, literally in that town. And after 10 years in New York and the movies were kind of happening, we had one kid, we were going to have some more, and we wanted to raise the family there and willing to put the career second and family first. So career-wise or not, good move or not, that's what we did. So we were, while I was there, for about 3 years creatively, I was kind of going to sleep in between movies. And so I bought a building and tried to make a theater company, a professional theater company out of it that did new American plays, particularly those that are aimed at the Midwest, you know, hold a mirror up to that particular audience, and hired Michigan professional actors, writers, designers, directors, and that was 16 years ago. And so it's really been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and in a country that, you know, isn't necessarily as supportive of the arts as other countries are. And certainly Michigan is going through a real tough economic time. The Purple Rose needs all the help it can get, and the sale of the CDs helps.
And these tours help somewhat too, the same deal?
No, the tours, I keep that money.
Okay.
I got to buy guitar strings. But no, the CDs, I don't make a dime off the CDs. And we've been able to write checks to the theater for... we just wrote another one, $35,000 so far.
Wow, that's
so
fabulous.
That's 35 more than the theater had before.
Jeff Daniels is our guest today, and he's in here in his singer-songwriter mode. And what's next?
Well, this is a fun one. This is off the first CD. I made a movie with Clint Eastwood, which is part of what I do with my show. I really kind of enjoy dragging out some of the Hollywood stories, and made a movie with Clint called Blood Work. And long story short, I'm the bad guy, and I get shot and killed by Clint. And so to be shot and killed by Clint Eastwood for an actor is a great honor. And he even stood over me and gave me my final death line, which was, "I never liked you, buddy." So I went back to my trailer and after I was dead and wrote this song. Share brushes with greatness, but with all humility I would have to rate this as the biggest of the big, the best of them all. My dream came true with a little telephone call at the end of my line. No joking, is the good, the bad, the ugly, the king of the unspoken, make my day, blow me away, goddamn dirty hairy blues.
They tell you to write what you know, and you're one of the few people who could write that.
There are a handful of us who have been shot and killed by Clint. I don't think the others have written a song yet.
Now, are there ever like hootenanny scenes on movie sets where you would get a chance to like perform for other actors and stuff?
Occasionally, yeah. Somebody else will play, and you'll end up in the trailer together screwing around, but... not too much. Not too much of the hootenanny thing. There's probably too much ego.
Yeah. And now, has Clint heard that one?
Not to my knowledge, no. But Clint would be the first one to crack up. We had such a great time making that movie. And I think inside Clint Eastwood, dying to get out as a comedian.
Now, obviously, you act, you do this. Did you always, as a kid, know that you were going to do something creative?
No. I chased what came naturally. And what came naturally for me was a high school teacher threw me on stage in a musical for South Pacific because she needed guys. And it was the most natural place for me to... I knew what to do in front of 600 people. So I just kept chasing it, to be honest, for all the way through New York, waiting to fail so miserably that I would go back to being a normal person with a normal job. And I had just enough success as I climbed and through all the rejection, just enough success to keep going. But now that I look back, you know, there's this overly creative engine that's going in me 24/7. And I think that's why, you know, film acting is absolutely wonderful between action and cut, but everything leading up to it and everything after, there's not a lot of like dead time, but it just, you know, there are other things, creative things I want to do. And that's where the guitar came in, the songwriting came in, and the playwriting came in.
What part did you play in South Pacific?
I was one of the sailors. Radio operator Bob McCafferty or McCaffrey, something. I had one or two lines, if that.
Our guest today is Jeff Daniels, who's here in the World Cafe, and these are songs from, he's got, what, three albums out now, all of which benefit the Purple Rose Theater. What would you like to finish up with?
There's a song that I played in New York. I was doing a play in New York City this past spring, and I took the subway. I was working off-Broadway, so there were no town cars or limos for me, but... So I'd sit on the subway, and as a writer, playwright, songwriter, you're always observing. So I looked around at all these people, and we all seemed to be going to the same place. Standing on a platform waiting on uptown train. Standing on a platform waiting on uptown train. When that train comes in, I'm gonna ride my blues away. Man with a briefcase giving me evil eye. Oh, man with a briefcase giving me evil eye. Go on, chase that dollar, mister, till the day you die. There's a strung out junkie, each dime for a little taste.
That's Jeff Daniels. Now, that song and a couple others require you to be the unobserved observer. I mean, you're not Clint Eastwood, but you are pretty darn recognizable. Is that easy for you to do?
You know, there's a way to do it. You certainly, you know, as someone who doesn't travel with an entourage, which has always seemed to me of look at me, look at me, look at me, you can sort of disappear, especially in a city like Philly or New York. You can, people tend to, you're not the first celebrity I saw today. So they kind of are over it. Right. So it's when you get out in the hinterlands that they kind of go, oh my God, it's, oh my God, you are you? You know, that thing.
And he is. Jeff, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Jeff Daniels' latest album, Together Again, is a collaboration with Jonathan Hogan. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. To hear my complete conversation with Jeff Daniels, along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for joining me.